Hello?
How do you know I'm here?
Well, it's very difficult to explain. Partly you looked towards me. That gave me a little clue.
I looked at everybody.
Did you?
Nobody else spoke.
Yeah, we're all very quiet at the moment, but thank you for dropping in.
Who are you? Who are you?
My name's Lillian. What's your name? There's George sat next to you the other side. The rest of my friends. Can we help you in any way?
Don't know.
You don't know. I think you probably need a little bit of help. That's why you've come to talk to us. What do you last remember?
Talking to you.
Nothing before that. Had you been feeling unwell or hurt yourself in any way? You felt a need to come and talk to me? Do you wonder why you're in my house?
In your house?
Mm-hmm. Talking to me?
It's a public house.
Well, you could say that at the moment. I've got friends come in. Did you feel unwell when you were in the public house? Pain of any sort?
Remember meaning about the beer. Yeah, I did. Moaned about the beer.
Mm-hmm. Well, I may have got a little bit of a surprise for you, but some think maybe a heart attack or something has caused you to die. I know that sounds crazy.
No.
Since you're talking to me,
no.
I know. But we can't die, really. We leave the physical body behind and then have a spiritual body. So you now belong in the next phase of life, which we call the spirit world.
No, I don't believe all that.
That's it.
No.
It's where everyone goes. Something we just all do automatically. But a lot of people like you probably haven't even thought about it. What would happen if you die and so on, and so it's a bit of a surprise. But I can assure you it's a nice surprise.
Life continues, just a little different.
No.
It's yes, I'm afraid. Do you know anyone that has died before you? Because they may be waiting.
As long as it's not my own man.
Okay, anyone else?
Lots of people.
Good.
Of course we all die. That's a stupid question.
We all do. But you didn't think what happened when you died, did you? You just thought, right, that's the finish. But it's not, you see.
How can I be dead if I'm talking to you? Don't talk stupid.
Yeah, it does sound silly, doesn't it?
Well, that's it. Life continues.
Who's this?
That's George. Can you tell me your name, please? And I may be able to help you a little farther.
What good will that do?
It'll help me.
Toby.
Toby?
Toby.
Hovey.
Toby.
Toby, sorry. So, okay, now what if I said to you that the reason that you can talk to me is because the lady that you're speaking through, now this is a lady.
No.
It is. You feel her hair. You see? She's got a lady's hair, lady's clothes. She's got a necklace. Can you feel the necklace round her neck?
I ain't no poof.
No, you're not. But she's kind enough to let you use her voice just to talk to me. In other words, she's a medium. Do you ever hear of mediums?
No.
But that's how you're talking to me.
Get me out of this. Get me out of this.
Well, that's fine. But now someone will be waiting to take you farther into the spirit world. And ahead of you, you can see a light, can't you? You can see a bright light.
You can see me as well.
Bleeding light.
He can see me.
Who's that?
He can see me, but he doesn't want to see me. He's been seeing me for a long time, but he won't admit it. Will you? Eh? Come on, you won't admit you can see me, will you? Eh? See, full of your foul language, aren't you, when you think you can get away with it?
It really is nothing to worry about.
Come on, I've been
it's
here
just starting another life.
Come on, you can see me. Been waiting for you.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's me. It's no good you hiding behind all that bad language. Those days are past, my lad. Those days are past. Come on, you can see me and you can see the light and you can feel it. Come on, admit it.
I'm talking to the lady.
Yeah, but also listen to your friend.
Friend? What friend?
Or someone you know then.
Come on.
They're trying to help you. But please believe what I'm telling you.
I can't. If I go the light.
Yeah, but then someone can explain to you a lot better than I can.
Come on, my lad, come on.
Oh, can you not get rid of him?
You didn't think you'd see me again, but you can see me. Come on, my lad, come on. Come on, it's not as bad as you think. Come on. It's a bloody sight better than you've had before. Come on, my lad, come on.
How about that?
I don't want to be a woman.
No, you're not. You're not.
Come on.
She's kind enough to let you use her voice box so that you could talk to me and all this explaining going on. But no, you don't need to worry about things like that.
You promise?
Yeah.
Come on.
You'll be pleasantly surprised.
You promise?
Yep, I promise.
God, you responsible.
Well, perhaps you'll be brave enough to come back one day and...
I'll be back.
Explain a little more to us. We wish you luck.
What about me beer? Can I take that?
Yeah. You'll enjoy yourself.
I'm feeling a bit woozy now.
Well, we'll say cheerio. And maybe you'll call them again one day. Pardon?
Poor woman.
She won't mind. She's very kind. She's kind enough to let you use her voice. It's the only way that I could hear.
It's just that you're being helped by kind ladies.
Same again.
That's George.
George. Yeah. All right, George. I'm going.
Good.
Going, I can feel myself going somewhere.
Enjoy the journey.
Oh, there he is again. All right, I'm coming, I'm coming.
Right, we'll say cheerio.
What's your name?
Lillian.
Lillian. I'll remember you, Lillian.
Yeah, I'll remember you too, Bea. Call them again.